80 ambulance calls in 2 years for exhausted Sports Direct staff Daniel Smart. At the headquarters of infamous retailer Sports Direct, ambulances may have been called more than 80 times over 2 years. According to the BBC, 36 calls were for life-threatening illnesses, including chest pains, breathing problems, convulsions, and strokes. Bosses claim that 80 is the figure for the warehouse's postcode, and only 24 were to the warehouse itself. Even if this is true, the figure is unacceptable. Three of the calls to the warehouse in Derbyshire were for women having pregnancy difficulties. One even gave birth in toilets at the site. Sports Direct is notorious for exploiting zero-hour agency workers. Over 90% of the workforce has no guaranteed hours. Workers said many are too scared to take sick leave because they fear losing their jobs. One agency that supplies staff for Sports Direct has a six-strike policy. Offenses include any period of reported sickness, excessive chatting, and excessive or long toilet breaks. The agency also states assignments can be ended at any time without reason, notice, or liability. Richest. Mike Ashley, owner of Sports Direct, is among the 10 richest people in Britain, according to Forbes magazine. He has an estimated wealth of £3.5 billion. Yet he refuses to pay for the most basic decent working conditions for the workers who make him his millions. The Socialist Party campaigns to put an end to exploitative, detention working conditions. We demand an end to zero-hour contracts. All workers, including agency staff, must have trade union rates of pay, full employment protection, and sickness and holiday rights from day one of employment.